Gemara we left off by Tanya Namahoche, Shiravam. But then the Ram, I think we left off Tnan Omar Ableza. Tnan Omar Ableza. Umayi Misha Shikon Nala Atzmeh Alamei Fana Darel, Yishik Neshamayim Tin Shamei Fana Darel. Vibi Shosa Bamayi Mea, Kon Nala Atzmeh Hu, Shikon Nala Atzmeh. So the Gemara Gidetere Shikon Nala Atzmeh Alamei Shamayim. Tano Marablezda. So Ran says, we ravame parchino. The eikme bishoso b'mayim. So from this Ran, it's mashma that the dukimte of maimer is only a little bit ravame. The dukimte of maimer, but not a little bit rablozo. Now there is a machlekes between ravame and rablozo. According to Bishamai, that maimer is kene midraise by vome. So ravame says that it's kene king gom. That according to Bishamai, Maimer is going to kill Gomo. But Rabbi Lozo, the Amir, he says that Mamal Bishamai in Kenel Litras Litzor Bilvat. So from the Ran's Loshen, when he asks, he says, V'Ravame Parchinon, the Eikme Bishosa B'Maimer. So it's Mashma that only Alibi the Ravame. So we apply Reb Lezer in the case where he made the maimer, but alibi de Reb Lezer, alibi de Reb Lozo, so we don't apply Reb Lezer's din of Yofeya, being Leachot, being Lishnaim, to the case where he made the maimer. As a matter of fact, the Rosh says it explicitly. The Rosh, in Dalet Om Dalet. So when the Gemara is the Kasha, the Fine Dalet Om Dalet, Reb Lozo, the Omar Maimer Bishama in Kino Litra Bitsore, Michael Meima, Michael Meima, Hochemaskinon, Kishomad Bidin. So Rashi here says, Kishomad Bidin, Mishosa Bemaima. So now it's even a little bit of Rebbe Lozo, that Maimer, a little bit of Bishama, is only Kino Litra Sorbelvad, not King Gomo, but is still. So the Gemara says that we have to apply it to the case of Omar Bidin, but it's Omar Bidin plus also Bemaima. Not just osa b'din. This is what Rashi says. Ki shosa b'shomad b'din, mi shosa b'mayna. Osa b'mayna. Shezu tovote b'din, mikde shlo yisu miyavmo, v'chiyu v'ibobezni. Linosei uborach, v'yishayev lo b'zinisseo, u'vaforas nidorel. Foras nidorel. So this is what Rashi says. But the Rosh is chilek on Rashi. On Rashi nidor. Hochem ma'askinom ki shomad b'din uborach, Reb Lezer de Soba, the Maimer of Bishama in the Kenil Yisishte Gmuro, make a lo afilo beloi Maina. The Maimer in the Meili in Aforas Nidori. U Maire Bishoma Bidin, U Chin Shechot Mayavomi Molach Mides Hayam. Ve Mido, Echot Bidin, U Boro, U Borach, U Posko Mizines Misholei. Misholei, Kitani Bivome, Som Bidin, U Borach, Mizines Misholei. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. I mean, this Rashi is not a real Rashi, but Rashi, Yivom Ezav Choftes, also says the same thing. That according to Rabbi Lozer, that Maimer Bishamai is in Kenel Yitzchor Bilvad, then Maimer has no significance. Maimer has no significance. So, Monefshech, if it is without Omer Bidin, so then, even if there is a Maimer, so he couldn't be made for Nidori. And if it is Omer Bidin, then without Maimer, Maimer has no significance according to Reb Lezer. Maimer has significance only a little bit of Ravame, that according to Bishamai, Maimer is Kinnikin Gomo. So Rashi Shikin Yivomis is also like the Meforesh, like the Rashi Nidori. But the Rosh is Chilik, and he says, the blazer the sova maimer shamin kinu is ishtig muro meikel o afilu beloi maimer the maimer in a meili in a forest nidori. So he has no significance. So it's mashma from the Rosh of the Ran that the Ran agrees with the Rosh, because tnan omer blazer, so the Ran says l'ravame pachinon the eik me bishosa b'maimer, so that implies that alibi de rebelozer it's not bishosa b'maimer because maimer has no significance. Now, alright, so that's a machlekes rishonim. Now we have to understand the shita of the Rosh and the Ran. Why is it that according to Rebbe Lozo, that Maimer is not Kele. El Litres Litzor Belvat. Maimer is not Kele Litzor Belvat. So mainly Maimer is of no significance whatsoever. So the only thing that is of importance, is Omer Bedin. Now why shouldn't Maimer be of significance? All right, true, it's not Kele Ki and Gomor. So the only Nafkemine between Ravame, who says that Maimer Bishama is Kele Ki and Gomor, and Rabbi Lozo, who says that Maimer is in a Kele Litresor Belvad, is only in regard to the question as to whether if the Yovan who made the Maimer is Migarish the Yivome, whether she requires Litre. So according to Ravame, that Maimer is Kele Ki and Gomor, so if the one who also Maimer is Migarish the Yivome, so he doesn't have to give the chlitz. She doesn't require chlitz. And according to Rabbi Lezer, they require chlitz. But everybody agrees that according to Bishamai, Maimer is a kinyan midraise. And if it hadn't been a kinyan midraise, how would he be able to be deichel etzore? So why the deichel etzore? Because it's a kinyan midraise. So Mimele, and then, so if the halacha had been that according to Ravame, that Maimer is getting king Gomor, that she is mameshi, a real ishishish, then we could understand. But the Gemara says in so many words that they even according to Rav, I mean that the Mishnah, Yatomeide Shechayom Miskila Kinara Moroso. So it's not an Ishes Gemara. Even according to Ravam, not an Ishes Gemara. So, so what's the difference between Ravam and Rav Lozo? Only one after minute. According to both, it's not an Ishes Gemara. According to both, an Ishes Gemara. But there is a one after minute. According to Ravame, so then, when the Baal HaMaimer is Migarish her, so she doesn't require Nechlitze. And according to Rabbi Lozo, when the Baal HaMaimer is Migarish her, she requires Chlitze. So what does it to do with Afore, whether she requires Chlitze or not? And especially according to what we said, that even according to Ravame, that Maimer is Kene, Ki Yingomo, so it doesn't mean that the Ziki is spoken. So that we said, I mean, we mentioned the Raya from Davchov in Yivomis, because Adai Yivun Morishenim Olel, the Yivoshenim Olel. So that means the Ziki continues and it coexists together with the even in case where there is Yivun Gomu. So the Ziki is not spoken. And it coexists with the Ishes Gmuro that was affected through the Yiv, when there is a Maimer, even though it's Kene Ki Yingomor. So certainly, I mean that the Zike still exists. When the reason is why she doesn't require Chlitze, if the Baal HaMaimer gives her a get, is because for the same reason is the same Exerzakosu that implies where the Yov made him, and then he divorces her. So even though, until he divorces her, so the Zike exists side by side with the Ishes Gmura, the Kiyan Ishes that was affected to the Yidden, but the get terminates the Zike. So when the Baal HaMaimer gives her a get, it also terminates the Zike. So in other words, so actually there is no difference according to what we said. It's the same kind of Kiyan Ishes according to Ravame and according to Rebbe Lozo. So why should we say that according to Ravame, even according to Ravame, it's not a dishes more, because there is no chiyuv missing. Still, he can be made fair. But according to Rabbi Lezer, even though it's also a key in the rising, so he cannot be made. But with what we said last time, you see, in other words, the Rosh says that how does Ravame know that Maimer is Kene Ki Yingomor? Because of this, there is a kosher for kochol isha. Yivomo yovei aleh or kochol isha v'yim. Kochol isha v'yim. So the kochol isha has reference even to the mind. So mimele. So, but that's only according to Ravam that he says that it's kene ki yingomo, and the Baal HaMaimer doesn't have to give a chlitze when he divorces her. So mimele, how does he know that he doesn't have to give a chlitze? Because the Xerzakos Kochol Isha has reference to Maimer. To Maimer without him, even before the Yim. So, Mashiach, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that she does require Chlitze. So according to Rabbi Lezer, even though Maimer is Kenem in Reis Alev in Bishamai, but the posik of Kochol Risho does not refer to Maimer. Because if it had referred to Maimer, then Rabbi Lezer would agree with Ravame. The fact that Rabbi Lezer says that she does require get, she does require chlitze after the get. And so Shaw indicates that the Sakos of Kochol Risho does not refer to Maimer. So mainly we have no mokia that he has in din of a bar. But I live with Ravame that exerts the posik of Ukochol Isho as reference to Maimer. So we have exerts akosu that she's considered as his wife. So mainly he can be mefer also. Mashiach in the corner of Lezer, Mehichatei said that he has in din of a bar. We tabe afras nidori, Mehichatei said. According to Ravame, yes. Because the Torah says so, Ukochol Isho. That is reference to Maimer. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to point out that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh as to whether, according to Rabbi Lezer, that Maimer is in Kenel with Ritzor Bilvad. So whether Maimer has any significance in regard to Afras Nidor. All right. Kon la'atzmei. Now, so the Gemara is kashi l'ran. Kon la'atzmei hu b'maimer shose po. שכל לעצמי עוד יש שמיים, דגמור יגיד את הטרס. ומכאי מאור חגיד לגע פעילי שמזיק. So the Gemara says, טיפ שלי בו ירבי, מה אמר לי בשמי, אירס נעיסה או ניסוי נעיסה? טיפ שלי ניסוי נעיסה. דה אירס נעיסה, הותנה נער המרוס או הוביא או בי לו מפיר המדורר. טיפ שלי דבו ירבי, לרבנו, דהוק מבישו שמיים, again, לרבנו, דהוק מבישו שמיים, הרי אמפסייז. That only Alim Ravame eats Bishosa Maimer. Tip she the boy Rab, Eres Neise, who buy a Misura le Chupe, who will have a Helikone Loyal Yerosh over the Tamil. Now that's a Gemore Yvonis. So Gemore has an Abaye. Boy Rab, that Koftes of the days. Maimer Bishama Nisui Neise Eres Neise. Omri Abaye. למה ילחס? אילא אם יהיה שלא יתאמו לו פרנה ראו השתה רוסה באהום אתו נראה בחיה אישתה הרוסה לא יניב ונתאמו לו וכי נילא יהיה ננס ונתאמו סלי מי זה אין יהיה שו מי סוגי וקסבוסו אבל במיימה מבויה How can there be סלטי דייטוך that Maimer by itself should be more effective than Eirasen after all Eirasen makes her into an issue she's more if somebody is mizane after Eirasen with her, so it's Chayim Mise, Maimer not. So still, by Ahuse, there is no Yerushe, and if the Baal is a Kayen, and the Ahuse died, so the Orus cannot be Mitame herself, Allah has come up with Hamo, that if the Yob made only Maimer, that he couldn't Yarshin her, and he couldn't be Mitame if he's a Kayen. Elo, ve'elo, li'iyya misir lechup. מי נישואין איזה, ולא באיה מסיר לחופה, או ידיל מאירס נעיזה, הוא באיה מסיר לחופה. Because נישואין cannot take place by alcohol of the issue. In other words, she must submit to חופה. Even though she agreed to be מקודשת. She gave a das for the אירס. And then, so the Nisuin cannot take effect unless she submits to Nisuin. That's called, she submits to Nisuin. I mean, either she or if she is an Aro, so Iktano or an Aro, that the father must submit her to Nisuin. So that, this is, so the question is, suppose the Yov made Maimer in the Yivon, and then he was miyabim her. But she was not mercer herself lechupe midaito. So if we say that Maimer is nisui neise, so then it doesn't require misira lechupe that she should submit herself lechupe and even shaloi midaito. So it's effective. But Oidilmo Eiras Neiseu Baim Selchu. Now let's see what Rashi says. Lebay misil lechope. Dimbo. In other words, my misil neisev. Lebay misil lechope. Dimbo leo bal kocho. Biloy chope. Kone. Vibo yesul afuke begite sagele. If we say nisuines. But if we say bal kocho di konolo vnasis ki ishte. Bichol dobo. Bibio bal kocho shein bachope. So if we say my marriage nisuines. So then if it is followed by bie. Even if though it's shaloi midaito. So memele it's nisuinese. But if it is irasnese, so then it requires miser lechope. It requires miser lechope. Now, so the pshat in the Gemara. Alright, so this is what the Ran says. Tiv shel boy rabbi. The boy rabbi, the Ravame do it, so my tiv shel boy rabbi. Eres neise, u baye misir lechupe, but without misir lechupe, so memele, she does not become nisuye, uve lavo chalikona, lo liyash lo itam lo nisuye neise, din bo aleo, bilo yichupe, kone, lo liyash lo itam lo, so even if it's bo aleo, after the maimah, is boleh beloi bechupe, so is also can only yeshol itamlo. Tivshet merebleza, nisui neisa. The Omer rebleza yofeya, because al kedai to the beifal lechudei beleshutves. Umaskino leilo meimlo deiras neisa. Uma yofeya beshutves kama. So we have to understand this gemara. This gemara is very strange. The gemara daf chavtes in Yevomis. This gemara that the Ran mentions. So it says in so many words that even if we say Maimer is Nisuine, it doesn't mean that if the Yovan just made Maimer without Boalel, so Mimele he can be Eirish and Mitamel. Because it couldn't be more effective than Eiris Mamish. But the Pshati Maimer Nisuine is that if Boalel, after the Maimer, with her voluntary submission to Chuppe, without her Mesira Le Chuppe, So he can yashn her and he can mitam her. He can yashn her and he can mitam her. So even if we say that maimer is nisui neise, it doesn't mean maimer by itself, if it is not followed up by bie. But only maimer when it's followed up by bie, but without misir lechupe. Without her submitting herself to chupe. But maimer by itself, without being followed up by bie, so then certainly she's not necessarily a shusei, and he cannot yashin her, and he cannot be mitamet her. So the same thing should be true of aforas nidorim. Here the Gemara is saying that vis-a-vis aforas nidorim, if we say that maimer is nisuin, even though vis-a-vis yerushe and tume, so it requires boleo, but even without misir lechupe, but it requires boleo. Mashenkin vis-a-vis aforas nidorim. If Maimer is Nisui Neise, without Misir Lechupe, when it's followed up by Bie, Ligabe, all the dinim of Nisuye, so vis-a-vis Aforas Nidorim, so Maimer by itself, without being followed up by Bie. So we have to understand why. What's the Shaychus? And the Ran doesn't even discuss that question, because that is mentioned in the Gemara. So we have to say that the Shaychus in the Gemara, whether Maimer is Nisui Neise or Eres Neise, Maimer is Nisui Neise or Eres Neise, now there is Exeris HaKosov. That Maimer, the Rosh says, according to Ravame, that Maimer B'Shama is Kini Kini Gomo, so it is implicit in the Posik of Yivom, Lukoch HaLeishu. Lukoch HaLeishu. So Maimer it's Kini Kini Gomo. But the question is, what kind of legal effect does Maimer have according to Bishama? What kind of legal effect does Maimer have according to Bishama? Does Maimer according to Bishama that is Kenei Kinyin Gomo, so is it effective B'teiras Dushin or B'teiras Yid? In other words, Maimer according to Bishama is the initial stage in the process of Yid. So that could be the Shaila. Whether my mayor is B'teiras Dushin. As a matter of fact, actually, I mean, the question arises there is a special aloche of Yivoma Yom Yalel. So even Shaloi Midaite, the Yom can be Kena. That's because of his special Zasakosim, because of the Zikin. Because of the Zikin. But why shouldn't a Yom be able to be Mikadesh, the Yivome, on the score of Gdushin Dal? On the score of Gdushin Dal. So there is a very strange Rashi. And Rabbi Chonon, the Kibbutz Ha'ores, deduces a very strange chiddush, I mean, which is not mistaber at all, from this Rashi. The Gemara describes mine. No sound of kese, who is shove kese. The omalo is catchily be my yivomis. The afal gav, the yoav will be there. Love dishing for him. So only according to Mishama, it's tapis with the eyes. But according to Mishila, so it's only with the rabbonon mine. The afal gav, the yoav will be there. Love dishing for him. Keep dishing tail. So Rashi was bothered by difficulty. Why should, even according to Mishila, why shouldn't Maima means Dushi Kesed. So why shouldn't it be effective with Teres Dushi Daume? So he says, Lav Dushi Gmur Menki Dushi Teiro. Shari Dushi Teifsim Beishe Sach. Ve Ateiro Loi Teroso Loi Loi Oseis Ki Isho Nochris. Elo Ki Seidar HaMitzve. Ubi Yehudi Kosov Rachman. So Rashi says, the reason is why Maima, which means Dushi Kesed. So it is not effective mid Raise by Vome, is because, after all, Kedushin should not be taken as an Yivam. She's an Eshesach, she's an El. But there is a special Zasakosim for Yiv. So only, so when can Kedushin be taken, when can, is a Tefes, if he does it in accordance with the Mitzvah Satov, Yivam Yom Yalel. But if he does Maimer, so Mimele, since she's an Eshesach, so in Kedushin is not taken as an Eshesach. So this Rashi is Merav Shenigre. I mean, Rabbi Chonon raises the question against this Rashi. Why is Nidushin Teifas an Eshesach? Because she's an elbow, there's a Chiv Kores. But here, there is, it's not an elbow. There is a mitzvah to marry her. Yivom Yobi Olel. So she's not an elbow, so what if she's an Eshesach? Suppose an Eshesach hadn't been an elbow. So Nidushin would be Teifas in an Eshesach, just as Nidushin is Teifas in any other issue. So Rabbi Chonon, the Kibbutz Ha'ores, he raises that question. And he deduces a very strange finish. He says that Chiv Kores is not a sibe that is meneyat vises dushi in all the arayas, but it's only, and the Yisraelvo is not a sibe, but it's only a simen. It's only a simen. In other words, there is exerzakosu. There are certain noshim in whom dushi is not yes. In whom is dushi not yes? Neshishi, she a mother, a sister, achisogi, achisime. I mean, all these women that happen to involve a chiyuv kores. So Gdushin is not Eves because Gdushin is not Eves in Achese. Gdushin is not Eves be Imei, not because Imei is in Yisraelvo. So we may with Gdushin is not Eves. The Yisraelvo is not the Sibbe. But Gdushin is not Eves because in Imei Gdushin is not Eves. The Imei Gdushin is not Eves. But what is the Simen? The Simen is Kores. Now, so in order to do justice to Rabbi Chonon, so we have to explain, he doesn't mean that it is just a statistical fact, it's just a semen, a statistical, an accidental thing, it just happens. No, chas v'shalom, that wouldn't even make sense. What he means is that the Torah, when the Torah asserted, achisei, imei, bitei, achisovi, achisimei, various notions, the kreves and ishishish. So the Torah had a reason. So for the same reason that the Torah was makpid, that they shouldn't be allowed, that they should be forbidden, the Torah also declared the dushin is not Eves. In other words, it's not that the Yisarevo comes first, and the Yisarevo is the sibe of the non-fizadushim. No, the Torah, for the same reason that the Torah declared that they are Elvo, so the Torah also declared Dushin is not Eves. But it's not that one is the cause and one is the effect. But even that is not Mistava. I mean, why should they? Of course, an Ime and Achese are different than other Noshim, because they are Osea. But if they hadn't been Osea, so they wouldn't be different from other Noshim. So in other words, so the Pashtes is, I mean, it's a Dover Poshim, that Yisrael Vo is Minea. You see, in regard to Yishish, so then the Yeshua says, even without Yisrael Vo, the Kedushin couldn't be Teves. But in the Achese, the Kedushin, why shouldn't Kedushin be Teves in there? Because there is an Yisrael Vo. So the Yisrael Vo is, not that there is a third factor that is the Sibbe of both, of the Yisrael Vo and the non-Fizz Kedushin, as Rabbi Ochanan wants to say. No. The Yisrael Vo is first, and that is the sibbe of the non-fizadushim. So the question is, what Rashi appears to be saying, what Rabbi Chonon says, Rashi says. So he says, "Ve'af agav the yoyev l'midah lav dushin gmurimei, ki gdushet teiro, she'arim dushin teifsin ve'ishesach, ve'ateiro le'yitirosei le'yoseis ki yishonachis." Now, the question is, suppose we didn't have this Rashi. Suppose we didn't have this Rashi. Why shouldn't Kedusha Kesef be Teifes in Yevam? Alright, the Din of Yivam does not manifest itself in the Shikesef. The Din of Yivam manifests itself, is realized through Yevam Yovyalel. So Memele, the Din of Yivam, the special Din of Yivam, even without Daito, that he can be Kenaha, couldn't apply to Maimon. But, if it is Midaito, why shouldn't Kedusha be Teifes? Just as Kedusha is Teifes, Kedusha Kesef is Teifes in any other issue. So we could say very simply, because the Gemara says there is Yalfuse, Yivomo Yovelel, Bio Gimerezbo, Vein Kesef Ushtagimbo, so there's the Xerasakos. There's the Xerasakos. That Shtar in Kesef is not gainable, is not gaining, is not gaining. We see that even according to Ravame, Alibed Bishamai, that Maimer is Kinekin Gomo, still there is no Chiyuv Mise. Why? Because of the Xerasakos of but it's not just the Xeras HaKosuv. This Xeras HaKosuv of Bia Gimerezbo Vinkesef Ushtar Gimrimbo is declaratory of a certain deen. Is declaratory of a certain deen. What is the deen that this is that it is expressive of? I mean, the halacha is the Xeras HaKosuv of Vinkesef Ushtar Gimrimbo tells us that Kedushei Kesef, regular Kedushin, cannot be Teifes because there is a certain zikin between the Yovim and the Yivam. So Memele, regular Kedushin couldn't be Teifes. Regular Kedushin can only be Teifes in a Nisha in whom he has no zikin, in whom he has no key in Nishas whatsoever. So then, through Kedushei Kesef, he can affect, he can realize the key in Nishas. So at the very outset, he already has a kiyanishes. Certainly, according to the Mandoma, the Tanit that says, Rav Lozal, that he has a kiyan, as we pointed out last time, that even though most Mishenim say that Yezike is only in the Rabbonon, they mean only Ligabe the Isa of Kravis, because that inchoate kiyanishes that the Yom has in Yevome is not sufficient to ask the Chavis of the Raisa, only the Rabbanon. But he has, according to Rav Lezer, all the Rishonim agree that he has an inchoate kiyanishes, tzas kiyanishes in the Yevome. So Memele, Kedushei Kesef cannot be effective, because Kedushei Kesef can only affect the kiyanishes in a woman in whom he had no kiyanishes before. But if he already has a kiyanishes, so then, in order to that the ktsas kiyanishes, the inchoate kiyanishes, should culminate in the full kiyanishes, that requires you, not Kedushin. So that you can say according to Mandoma, who says yes zike. How about Mandoma, who says inzike? So first of all, as I said, that even the Mandoma who says Ein Zike, I said last time, even the Mandoma who says Ein Zike, so it means, according to Mandoma who says Yes Zike, according to Rabbi Lezer, he has a Kiyanishis, a Ksas Kiyanishis. According to Mandoma who says Ein Zike, so he doesn't have a Ksas Kiyanishis. But a marital attachment there is. That's the Issa, that's the basis of the Issa of Yevam HaLishuk. What does it mean, a marital attachment? A marital attachment, it really means, I mean, the achmoshel, it means a shibud of isa. In Momein we have kinyonim and we have shibud. So, a balcheiv has a shibud in the nechosim of the lady. But it doesn't have any kinyan. If you sell something, then the likeach acquires a kinyan. So, ishes, if we say yesike, so then the yogun has an inchoate kinyan ishes in the woman. If we say Ein Zike, so then the Yovim doesn't have a Ktsas Kiyanishes, an inchoate Kiyanishes in the Yovame, but he has a Shibut, a marital Shibut, a marital attachment. That's a Shibut of Isa. Just as the Rabinian, just as there is a Kinyan and a Shibut in Mome, so too there is a Kiyanishes. Of the Zikir and Isaiah, and if we are calling Mandoma Ein Zike, but there is the Zike of the marital attachment. The marital attachment, the fact that he can became her, even Shalom Midaite, indicates that he has a marital Shibut on her. That he, even Shalom Midaite, he can became her. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Kedushi Kesef is not teifis, because Dushi Tefik Kesef is only teifis in a woman in whom he has no kinyonim and no zike. But if he has a ksas kinyan, if he has any zike, if he has a marital zike in her, then Kesef is nothing. And now the Ramban Yivomes, he says something else. The Ramban says that according to everybody, there is a kinyan ishes in the Yivomes. But according to Mandoma, that he has Zike, then the Yovim has a Kinyan Ishes in Yevame. According to Mandoma, according to Rav Akiva, that Ein Zike, so then the Kinyan Ishes is vested in the Ochiv Ames. That's what the Ramban says. In the Ochiv Ames, in other words, if someone dies and has no children, so the Kinyan Ishes of the mess does not terminate. And the Kinyan Ishes remains vested in the mess. As a matter of fact, we have to say, according to the Ramban, we have to say that even according to Mandoma, who says Yesike, so basically, the Kinyan should remain vested in the Ochiv Ames, but the Mandoma who says Yes Zike, so it's transferred to the Yovim. But if for some reason it will not be transferred to the Yovim, let's say Chayov Lavim Vezi. Now Chayov Lavim, so Midrash say it can be Yavma, it's only Midrabonon. Zera Biyoshiniyo, Zera Biyoshino to Biyoshiniyo. But Chayov Lavim Vezi, so many Rishonim say that she requires, most Rishonim say that she requires Chlitz and Midrash. But how about, let's say, according to Rabbi Lezer, that Yesh Zike, could you say Yesh Zike, that the Yovim has a Kinyan Ishes, a Ksas Kinyan Ishes in Yivome when she is Asrotim? It's not Mistaber. That he should have a Ksas Kinyan Ishes in the Yivome. Let's say, if a Kinyan, the Ochiv Ames was a Kinyan, and the Ochiv, the Yovim is a King God. So it's Chayov Lavim Vese. So could you say that the King Godu, so to whom this Yivomi is Asura on the score of Chayov Lavim Vese, that couldn't be any Triye, that he has a Ksas Kinyan Ishes according to Rav Lezer, it's not Mistaber. She's Asura to him. But the answer is, he does not, here, even Rav Lezer will be made it, that he doesn't have a Ksas Kinyan Ishes. But still, she requires Klitze according to Moshe Rishonim, Midraise. Why does he require Klitze? Because of Zike. What kind of Zike? According to Mandoma. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Ein Zike, So the way the Ramban explains it, so in other words, the Kiyanishes is vested in the Och Mames. So that Kiyanishes could remain vested even if the Yom happens to be a king of. But according to Rablezer, that yes, so the Kiyanishes is vested in the Yom, how can you say that the Kiyanishes is vested in the Yom when she's Asura to him on the score of Hayolam Vese and there is no Triye? The answer is, in such a case, Rabbi Akiva would be made, Rablezer would be made, that there is no, that the Yom does not have the Yivome, it's Kiyanishes. But, why does she require Chlitze? Because even Rablezer would agree that basically, the Kiyanishes should remain vested in the Yom. No, I'm sorry, in the Och Mames. But, according to Rablezer, that here's Zike, so the Kiyanishes that is not poka from the Och Mames is Nimshech, and it's transferred to the Yom. If it can be transferred to the Yom, but if the Yivome is a Chayov Lam Vese, it cannot be Nimshech, it cannot be transferred to the Yom, then even according to Rabbi Elazar, it remains vested in the Yom. So in other words, basically, the halacha of Yom is that the Yishes that was vested, the Kiyanishes was vested in Ochim Ames, does not terminate with the death of the husband if he doesn't have any children. So it does not terminate with the death of the husband. But according to Monban Doma, even if there is a Yom, who has to be miyav, so it does not become transferred to him. And there's a mandoma who says ein zike, and a mandoma who says yes zike. So if there is a yovn who is in a position to be miyav, if it's beheter, so then this kiyanishes is transferred to the yovn. But if for some reason it couldn't be transferred to the yovn, then it will remain vested in the Och Mames. Now. So in order to understand the Rashi, what Rashi doesn't mean that it's a special Zerzakosuf, that Dushin is not Tefes in an Ishesach, even if an Ishesach would be Mutaris. I mean, that's not Mistaba. But, of course, the Sibbe as to why there is no Tefes Dushin in Ishesach is because in Ishesach there is no Tefes Dushin. But then we ask, I'm sorry, because in Ishesach is an Israel. But then we ask, but in case of a Yivome, where there is no Israel, let the regular Dushin also be Tefes. So, like any other issue, so we say that since, so Rashi also gives the same teretz, that Dushin can only be teifes in a woman in whom he doesn't have a king, and there is no kinishes, but in a woman in whom he has a zike, so then regular Dushin cannot be teifes. But if there hadn't been any Yisrael of Ishesach, suppose there had been no Ishesach hadn't been an Erv, and there had been a din of Zikasim. Suppose the halacha had been like that. It's not like that. But suppose the halacha had been that an Ishesach is always Mutaris. He's not an Erv. But Kiyesh Vachim Yardo. So then there is a Mitzvah. So then then the halacha would be that the Yom can acquire a Kiyan Ishes and Yivom in two ways. First of all, through Yivom Yavioleo, and then through the Shekesef, like an Isha Dalma, because Yesh Bethal Mosai Mone, because if there is a Loche of Dush that one can acquire a Kiyanishes through the Shekesef, in an Isha in whom he has no Zike, so in an Isha in whom he has Zike, why shouldn't it be Gahua? So, but in view of the fact that an Ishesach without Zike, Gdushin couldn't be Tefes. Since without Zike, Gdushin couldn't be Tefes, because without Zike, she would be an Erva. What's the reason as to why she's not an Erva? Because of the Zike. But if there hadn't been the Zike, then she would be an Erva. And Gdushin couldn't be Tefes. So Mimele, Gdushin cannot be Tefes in Yivome where there is Zike too. Because the Gdushin can only be teifes in a woman in whom without Zike it could be teifes. But since without Zike Gdushin couldn't be teifes, so with Zike it couldn't be teifes either, except with Aloha Yim. But hadn't an Ishesach been an Elvo, so then we would say, Yesh B'chol Mosayim Oneh, why shouldn't the same Tvises Gdushin that is effective in a nisho, the alma, in whom he has no zike, be effective in a nisho in whom he has zike. But in view of the fact that if there hadn't been zike, there couldn't be tzedushin, so mimele, there is no gdushin. And the regular din of gdushin, even in Yivam. But, so in other words, so the halacha that of kesef that he be a gemeres bov in kesef ushtar gemer no implies that there couldn't be any, according to Misila, there couldn't be any kedushin in Yivome, because in Yivome there is already zikasishes, there is already iktsasking and ishes. Mimele, kedushin couldn't be taken. That's a limit of Misila. But a limit of Mishama. So that's the Xerasa Kosi, that even though he has exasking and ishes, still, Gdushin, the Alme could be Tavis. So that could be the Pshat of Maimar Iskene, King and Gomor, Alib and Bishama. In other words, that according to the Bishama is Chelika Misila. According to Misila, so Gdushin, regular Gdushin, couldn't be Tavis in Yivame. Because Kedushin can only be tefes in a woman in whom he has no zike. But if without zike, so there couldn't be tefes Kedushin, so mimele, through Kedushin Kesef, you couldn't change the ktsad, the inchoate kinyanishes, into foolishes. That's alibe de bisila. The question is, alibe de bishamai. So it is Kene King Gomor. Even though he already has before the Maimer, he has an inchoate Kiyanishes in the Yivame. Why? Because of the Zasakosu Ulukoholisho. So the question is, what's the Pshat in the Zasakosu Ulukoholisho? So if we say that Iris Neise, so the Pshat in the Zasakosu Ulukoholisho is that this Zasakosu tells us that the Gdushin the Alme is effective. Even in a woman in whom he already has an inchoate kinyanishes. If we say eres neise. But if we say nisui neise, so it's not that according to Bishama Yachelik and Bisilel, whereas Bisilel holds that there couldn't be any tzedushin in a woman in whom prior to the kedushin he already has an inchoate kinyanishes. So, and the purpose of the Dushin is to change the incorrect Kiyanishes into a full Kiyanishes. So Bisham, I hold no, that Dushin Yaume can be Tefes even if he already has a Tzas Kiyanishes in her. That is, if we say, my Mariusness. But if we say Maimon is Suine, so just as according to Misila, so Maimon couldn't be effective. Midraise, on the score of regular Gdushin. Why not? Because it's not Shayach to say he's Mikadisha. He can be Mikadisha a woman in whom he has no Kiyanishes. But he cannot be Mikadisha a woman. So that's the series. So this is what Gemara says. Gemara says, if we say Maimar Eres Neise, so Gemara has the kasha. How can it be Nisui Neise? And with Maimar alone, he should be able to be Yashna, to be Tamer, to be Kayan. But even Eres and Muli, he couldn't do that. So the Gemara says, no. The Shaila is, if let's say you made Maimar, and then he's brought out without her submission to Kupi, without Misir Lechupi, without Misir Lechupi. So if we say Maimar Eres Neise, so even if the Maimar was followed up by Pie, she's still not considered a Nisor, unless she was Meisa herself to Kupi. She was Meisa herself to Kupi. So if she was Meisa herself to Kupi, so the Pie itself is Kupi. But if she was not Meisa herself with Aito, Lechupi, So even though he made a minor, and then there was B.A., she is still not considered as a Nisur Gmur. She is still not considered as a Nisur Gmur. But if we say Maimer, is Nisun, they say, so then, if after that, is Bo'al Le'ol, so then she's in Nisun of Bo'al. Why? Because if we say Ma'amar Eres, they say, so the Xeras HaKosov of Kochol Risho, according to Mishamai, implies that Kedushin Yaon Meisteis. So if Kedushin Yaon Meisteis, so it cannot be consummated without Nisun Mechope, just as Eres Yaon cannot be consummated into Nisun without Nisun Mechope. Mashiachim, if we say that the Xeras HaKosov of Kochol Risho, does not imply that according to Bishamai, Kedushin Yaomeh, the regular Kedushin, is staying faced by Yvonne. So side by side with the Kinyanishes to him, there is a Kinyanishes to Kedushin Yaomeh. No, Kedushin Yaomeh is no Shaykh as if according to Bishamai in Yvonne, because he already has an inquiry of Kinyanishes. But Maimar is Kene because Maimar is the beginning of him. So in other words, why is he came here? Because it's considered as if the process of Yibim has begun. So the Mele, if this is followed up by Bia, even without Misir Lechope, so then she becomes a Nisui Gmur. She becomes a Nisui Gmur. So the Mele, we can say that this is the Pshat. Now we ask the Kasu, everybody raises that question. I mean, the Gemore Yivome says in so many words, that even if we say Maimer is Nisuin, they say, but without Pia, he couldn't Yashna, he couldn't be Mitamit. So it only means that if, assuming that Maimer is Nisuin, they say, and then is Bolo, even without her, Misir Lechupe, so is Yershon Mitamit. But here the Gemara is saying, vis-a-vis first Nidorim. So if Maimer is Nisuin, they say, so even if it's not followed up by Pia, so he can be away from the door. Why is it so? So, according to this shot, that if we say Maimer Eres Neiseh, so that means that according to the Shammai, Maimer is effective with Eres Vishidav. Even though he already has Iktsaskin Yimishisna. So the Mele, even if it's followed up by Bia, so it is your, without Misir Lechupe, she cannot endorse with the choir status of Nisue, like any Arusa that is followed up by Bia without her Misir Lechupe. So she doesn't become Nisue. So here too, Maimer is in lieu of Eresin. It's effective with Eres Dushin Yaon, Maimer, in the Imam. But if we say Nisue, we say, so then it means that Maimer is Kene. That the Xeras HaKosov of Kochol Risho implies that Maimer is Kene b'Teras HaScholas Yim, because Maimer marks the beginning of Yim. So Mimele, since it marks the beginning of Yim, so in order to consummate into Nisuin Murin, it's not necessary that she be Nisuin Lechupe if it is followed up by Bia. So then she becomes a Nisuin Murin. So she becomes a Nisuin Murin. So Mimele, we can say, once we say that Maimer is Nisuin, they say, that means that the beginning of Yibim. So Mele, vis-a-vis Aforas Nidorim. Vis-a-vis Aforas Nidorim. So he can be Mekel Atzme without Shifus Nidav. Because it appears from the Gemara that if there hadn't been a Xeras HaKosov, if there hadn't been a special Xeras HaKosov, that from the Gemara's Kashis, at the beginning of Nara Merosot, when the Gemara asks, so it appears from that Gemara that Saber Zayim Beis that actually there hadn't been a special Xeras HaKosov that by Arusa. So Vio Bailo Mefirin Doreo, then I should say, since there is a Baal has jurisdiction over, a Baal has jurisdiction over Nidorim, exclusive jurisdiction of Nidorim, so it shouldn't make any difference between Arusa and Israel. True, there is a distinction between Arus and Nisuin. That's in regard to Yerusha, to Tume, other things. But as far as Aforas Nidorim is concerned, if there hadn't been a special parasha that an Orus cannot be made fair by himself, I would say, why shouldn't an Orus have the same reshus over Nidorim of Daruse as he also has over Nidorim and Nisuin? But there is a special Xeras HaKosov. There is a special parasha. So that special Xeras HaKosov is limited only to Arus. If we say Maimer Eres Neise, so then it's effective with Eres Eres. So maybe the special Xeras HaKosov that Ahuse, that knows, does not have jurisdiction in Saul, applies to a Yom who made Maimah too. But if we say Maimah is Suile, say, then it's not based upon the deal of Gedushin of Ahu Aferes. But it's him, it's the beginning of him. It's not full him, but it's the beginning of him. So maybe the special Zerzakosu, that tells us, that limits the jurisdiction of an Ahus, has no application to a Yom Mimayim. That's one way of explaining it. And then we could say something else. Also, and the same, according to the same omnis, that if we say Maimel Bishama is Eres Neiseh, then it is effective with Eras Eres Narme, and if we say Maimel Bishama is Nisui Neiseh, it's not effective with Eras Eres Narme, but with Eras Him. So Mimele, if let's say it's with Eras, now, Eres Neiseh, true, that I said it several times, that Nisui really marks the consummation of the Kiyanishis. But Eres and Nisuin are two separate kiyonim. It's not that Eres marks the beginning of the process of Gdushin and Nisuin marks the end, the finalization of the process of Gdushin. No, Eres, it's true that until she is Nechneses Lechupo, so the Kiyanishis is not consummated. But Eres and Nisuin are two separate kiyonim. Eres is Eres, and Nisuyim is Nisuyim. And the Dinim are different. Masheim came, so it's two separate kinonim. So the Meila, that means, Ligabi HaFores Nidorim, so there is a distinction between Eresen and Nisuyim. So why? Because Eresen is one kinyan and Nisuyim is another kinyan. Masheim came is what is. If we say that Maila is Nisuyim, they say, so then it's the beginning of the kinyan Yim. So Mimele, as far as the Dorm is concerned, so as long as the Kiyanishes of him has begun already, he already acquires jurisdiction over the Dorm. Mashinkin Kabahuso, so the Kiyan of Eresen has begun and was finalized, but there is another Kiyan that is still lacking. So Mimele, he doesn't have jurisdiction. I mean, we can explain that in two ways. All right. Now let's go over the run. Only Sunnis, the Bola will hope a colonel year shall tamal. Tips him a blessed in Sunnis, the Omar a blessed Yofa, because Salk died on the Mayfell of Hudibu Shitras, who must kill a lame in law deres nace, who my Yofa be shoot with Scott. The Eagle Mena, he have a solid guy to me corre, the Yofa, the Hudicoma, who must be smashed when the shoot with the Apticoma, the Omar a blessed, who my Nisho, she conno lads me, our Mayfell in the rail, Isha Shikno, Mashamay, and Dinshi off in the rail, the high Kalahim of the Sagala yellow hofia. Elohofer b'shutves, Elohofer b'shutves. The afilu teimer is filled with a blessed maimon isuineise. Hei chamuch alaikal lechemel rabakive doleifel lechute. Leimel rabakive anol is filled in isuineise. Kidi kamred. Elo vada elohofer b'shutves daikle rabakive. Rabbeleza haikal lechemel. This filled with gora yom rohs. Vahayne namen ikum hadle rabakive in a yivome gmur olisho. Kishem sha'arus o gmur olisho. Dohe gassino masnisen. Mikzas nusre. Alme rabbeleza lidaik al lechemel idei. Elo. Lishavi Yom calls. The Hegel goes out to the title of the Blazer, made for Yom the Hood. It will be made by the Svil on the Blazer of the Rabaki will come. Vorakom. Nay, the Nay, the Svil of the Maiman is swinging, he said, Edly Mia, the Yom of the Shootless, Ligora Yom Mors, Vadle Rabaki, a Migregor, Shane Ayvom of Mural Isha, Shane Hayomi Moleskilo, Kinara Moros, from Forster Kam. Now then he asks the Kashi leader, he said. ומאת שילון הוכה סו, למאי דמאסקינו, מאי, יופר, יופר בשוטווס, אמר לפרחינו, מי קוטוני יופרו, יופר קוטוני, כי פרחינו ביבומס, דגמורס איזה ביבומס. ובוא יסיים, עד אין דבר חופתס ומדעיז, עונו לכם לא עזור, ורב נחם ביצרוק מניחה, מי קוטוני יופרו, יופר קוטוני, אלו הוכם מאסקינו כשום דבדים. So the Gemara is midayik from the lotion of Yofa Katone, that he doesn't mean that it's Yofa Bishutves, that he can be made by himself. So why doesn't the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, "Omer Nachum Bayitzok, my Yofa Bishutves." So the Gemara should ask, "Mi Katone Yofeiru, Yofa Katone?" אמר לחתינו מקטן יפה או יופה קטן מכין מגומס יש לי מה דהור סמוד בכין הלוכה משום דקת אלי קיימלון דהיקה לתרוצה משום בדין ובורח דיבוס עד הקשין או מקטן יפה או יופה קטן so you did the gemore gives a teres that profetes and yvomes be on my bidin but here the gemore already mentioned the gemore already mentioned on my bidin but the gemore mentioned on my bidin in connection with Rebelosa who says that my male living with Shama is only Kene, literally it's all of a lot. But the Gemara already mentioned. So the Gemara already knew of this Kente. So Mimela, that's why the Gemara didn't ask Mikotone, Yofeiru, Yofekotone, because the Gemara knew that if the Gemara would ask Mikotone, Yofeiru, Yofekotone, so the Gemara knew that the answer would be Hochmaskinon, Kikin Shama Bedin. So that means that according to the Ram, according to Maskone of the Gemore, according to Maskone of the Gemore, so it really, when Rebbe Lezer says that he himself can be made for the Nidorim, even when there are two Yivonim, so one Yovim can be made for the Nidorim, so Rebbe Lezer means that he himself can be made fair, but how can he be made for himself? In other words, if he was on a bidding. So that's the final kinte. Even according to Ravame, I'll leave the Rebbe Lezer, the Tane. So the Mishnah is to be applied to the case of on a bidding. Also by Maimea and on a bidding. Alright. יש לי מדוס מול פארקין נוח בתקת לי קומן ניטל יתרושי נומי ניר בורח דיבוס על אקשי מכתוני יפה או יופה קטוני ותמוע עושם בורח אבל לא חדית מראה פירו כליל יאה ופורח למכתוני יפה או יודע דעה ומית מול בשם הבדין הוא בורח ומשום אוכל לא יכפס ללעקשו יהיה משום אוכל לא יכפס ללעקשו יהיה אורי תני כבוסי נאו דגמ דגמור ינא מהוכי קרבן שמרס יום בין יום ומאחד משני יבומים רב לזר עם היופר רב ישוע אימי על היחד לשניים רב עקיבא אימי על לא אין היחד לא לשניים אומר רב לזר ומה יהיה מישהו שאין לחילת בו אשר לטוב לו שוסי מי שבוס לו שוסי נגמור לוי אישהו שיש לחילת כשטוב לו שוסי מי שבוס לו שוסי נדיד שתגמור לי אומר רב עקיבא לא אם אמר בישהו שקום לעצבו ששחשים שאין לחילת בו כך אין לאחרים חילת בו תימא בישהו שיקלו מהשמיים שחשים שיש לו עם החילת כך יש לאחרים חילת בו אומר רב ישוע עקיבא דורךו בשני יבומים מה אתה מריש ועל יום מאחד אומר לי כלום חולקנו על יום מאחד ועל שני יבומים בין שעושה במים ושלא עושה מים מהם וחישור דבורים כן נידור בראש נעזי אומר בנעזי חבול הלך בנעזי שלו שימשת לסרבקים תניה כבוסי מהי תניה כבוסי לרבמה so where do we see the ראיות לרבמה דקטונה בין שעושה במים ובין שלא עושה במים so in other words so we see that Rebbe Lezer has reference to the case where also b'mayim. Ina memereish. The tank avos the Ravam is mereish. The ktonim shenichtes lo yishu say nidmur aloi. Vil lo yikodin shema nidmur aloi. Tishad meik shios a maimah. Mayu chushod dvorim ken idorim the ktonim. Omar rove hor ktonim. Ia to meir shichayom nizkir ken aram roso. Omar rava she masnis namedei ken yivom obmur alish o kishem shahabus obmur alish. Tank avos the Ravam doit me lohot Rebbe Lezer kishios a maimah. מה אישו שאין לחילת בו אשר טוב לישוסי איתה נערוסו מי שבוסו לישוסי היינו מי שקיצ'ו והיינו לישנה ומי שבוסו דיר לנישואים בלו שכניסה מתקלו תנא כדקנן אשר כונס לישוסי נדמר עליו לנהפורס לדורים דמי פעם בשבוס דעת אישו שיש לחילת בו עד שלא טוב לישוסי איתה היינו יבומו שהויו לחילת בו משום זיקר קדם שאוסו בו מיימר שבוסו מיימר מישו בוסו לשוסי, דהיינו כשעושה במיימר, אין הדין שדיקום עליהם, ויזכוי יוב להופן נדוריהו בשוטרס, כי שעות דבורים כאי נדור, משעות דבורים אתה לא מעט, שאין היוב מיפה נדוריהו, שערי לשעות דבורים הנה כערוסו, ואפילו עושה במיימר, אוכלים פורש לכמה, אף להפניס פורס נדורם כאי, שאין כערוסו, ואין מיפה נדוריהו אפילו בשוטרס, חבור לך בנעזר עצמי או ידעיק, מפני שלא אישים יש עשרה בקיבה. מה הייתה לי כבוס לרבמה? דהיק מבי שעושה במיימר, איך אתה לי כבוסי? דקטון לבין שעושה במיימר, אל משמי רבי עקיבא לרב לזר, דיבוס במיימר מהר. אינה ממרש. דקטון למי שנכנסו לישוסי נגמר לי, היי לי שלאו דווקא, Actually, talking to Shusei, Mishibos, and Shusei, and it didn't shit the Gomalay, El Gish Nilsenok. My Kishol Dvorim came to Dorim, Dictone. My new is a Dvorim to Gyal Dom Nai, Shihayom Meskile, Shihayom Rai Vom Meskile, Vaflos of Maima. Our Melod, if Maima, the Vom make it to Shinahus. Maslis Name Deke, the Mechi of Skile, Kamaisarai. Kishem Shahus of Morisha, the Arus of Biskila, in Simpson. Umiing and Awoke came along to Rabakiva in Mayfell and Lehon Mishnai. I've got the time on Yazik. Will you publish a time that Rabakim is Missfield in Zik? Ital Mema, Hanemir Mikaime da Isel Harbrise, our boss of the Isel Hazin on that few is filled with Rabakim and Yazik, Motoma do Yofi, Lifishing Ivomit Murlisha, Shihayom Moleskilo Kinara Ross, the Hibni Council and other Rabakiv is a Hino Rabbez Rabishua Bidine, do a hat or immediate Nakhilik of a Sai, the Hin Postambanza. So the Ram passes like Rabakim. Now the Ram has a song. Umistat Kelly. Shenotro be Savio obeyed Arus. A court now the din is like Rabbi Akiva, so the yovim cannot be made fair. So, what is so? Since the yovim himself cannot be made fair, so of Bimokim Yovim mina meiras, he wants a made fair alone. Will you din lachruse bomils? Mio mistaprali. So the question is, can that be made fair? The yovim cannot be made fair. So, can that be made fair by himself? Mio mistaprali din dogim shenotro be Savio obeyed Arus. Motomapolo, the Colleja de Lecorus, Miss Abal, Miss Lake Norris's law, the Oche Kim de Lizoche, the Zoche Yobum, Voche Kim de Lizoche Yobum, Benitri Vomo, Kimandel Esedon. So, the Ram says that it's Mistaba, that in respect to Nidor, that the Aruse made, that the Yvome made, be base of Vio, or even Beida Arus. So, and then the Orus died. So, since the Yom cannot be made fair, so the Yom is nostalgic, Mache. So the Mele, the Av has exclusive jurisdiction because of the Aloch of Nisrek no Rishus Lav. The Kol Heich and the Lek Orus, Misabal Nisrek no Rishus Lav. Vohakim Lizoch Yom, Benitri Yivom, Mekim and Lesa Dome. Umash Barash to the Milo, Bishem Rabbi Isaac Balatein Cesar. By he, the Bishamai, Savra bin Dor Name, Shemir Loris, Nisrek no Rishus Lav. Nearly. Even though the Ram Shita is not like the Rabbi Sina Balatei's face. So, but as far as this longness of the Rabbi Sina Balatei's face is concerned, so the Ram can agree with that longness. Though if Perushim's up, so according to Rabbi Sina Balatei's face, so there is a double machlekes. So in other words, not only the same face is told in machlekes between Mishan and Bisilel, but even the Reisha is told in machlekes Mishan and Bisilel. In other words, because we have two bovets there. We have the first body had deals in the case of Shoma Rovia Meifel of Elis Pekabal Lishmei Achemeis Vinisalso Baby Yeim Vafilo Meir Pomim Ovio Bailo Achei Mifirin Idoreo Firin Idoreo. And the second body deals in the case of Shoma Bailo Meifel of Elis Pekabal Lishmei Achemeis Abal Chizor Omov Meifel Shabal. So according to Ran himself that I now live. So when Rav Nosson says in the Rav Shammai Al Visilim Rav Yochlofer, it has reference. So Rav Nosson has reference to the second Bove, but the first Bove Bisil agree. Now, but the Ran himself has the kasha. Why should Bisil agree? So why should Bisil agree after in this case of Shomar Avi of Heifelo, Vilo Hispika Bal Lishmeya Achemeis Vinisal So Bebiye Vafilo Meir Peomi. So, how could there be Yerusha so that the Ram gave the Teretz, that according, so that it follows from this Gemara, according to Ram Shite, that the Daloche, that the Orus Achel, it can be made fair together with the Av, is not based upon any Yerusha from the Orus Rishon. But for the same reason that the Orus Rishon can be made for the Nidorim together with the Av, why? Because it's an Orus. So the Orus Achel is also an Orus. So we don't have to resort to any Yerusha. He doesn't have to. Even though we pointed out that even though the Ram uses the Loshin, Kared Rishon, he doesn't mean Kared Rishon that he yarshins the schus of the Rishon. But he means, for the same reason that Oris Rishon is able to be made fair, so he can be made fair. That's the Ram Shite. But the Rabbi Sinubal Atesves, they say that in Echname, Bisil Achelik, Achelik and the first Bovet too. Bisil Achelik and the first Bovet too. So he applies the longness of the Rabbi Sina Balatei Tzvis. So he says, "Umashi perash lemayel shel Rabbi Sina Balatei Tzvis." Byim b'sham esav u'dor nami shenir loros nisrek nerishus lav nirleki. Do if perushon zal tamayid b'sham esav nir loros rishin lizor boyor esach. V'afal gadis loros Achein is gemandel. Wafel gab, die is a loris achein, die gemandel esse dame. Kiven dich mandel esse dame, komm li ab, kiel isse bappe nafschei, vileke orus, li to name bioben, kindri soche benitri orus, rischen, av moze meifer. So, that is the double portion. But the question is, mi yu binidorim, shenot robir shus yobm, akatem is apkale. So these are binidorim, that she was nideres. Not Bershus Yom, but before the Horus died, in the lifetime of the Horus, so that it's a Pshites to the Ram. That the Kontrabakive, the Yom does not have any jurisdiction, so the Av has exclusive jurisdiction. So it's Nisraik Norishus Lav. So it's Nisraik Norishus Lav. But the Shaila is in connection with Nidorin that she took after the death of the Horus. Bershus Yom. So Bershus Yom, so Akatem is Abkale. What's the suffix? Why shouldn't we say, even in respect, after all, an Av has jurisdiction over Nidorim, has exclusive jurisdiction, but if there is a Baal, so then he has dual jurisdiction. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yom does not possess dual jurisdiction. So the only one who has jurisdiction is the Av. Why shouldn't he be able to be made for the Nidorim? That the Yevome that is made us, so the by itself. So what is the suffix? So that's the suffix. So the suffix is maybe, you see, because as we said, that actually a Baal has two jurisdictions, and Orus has two jurisdictions. One is he has dual positive jurisdiction together with Av to be made fair, and then he has restrictive jurisdiction. He restricts the keach of the Av. So Mele, the shaila in the Ram is true that Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zikin. Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zikin. Or as the Ram says, that maybe according to Maskone of the Gemore, so then we can say that Rabbi Akiva holds Yezik. So then it's even better. So we can say that Rabbi Akiva also holds Yezike. And if Rabbi Akiva holds Yezike, so that means that even according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Yobim has an inchoate Kianishis. But because Lifishin Ayivom of Murolisho, so Mele that inchoate Kianishis that the Yobim has in the Yivom is not sufficient to give him positive jurisdiction over the Nidor. Masha'in came, but in order to give him restrictive jurisdiction, to restrict the Keach Ha'av, so even it's not is in Ayivom of Gmur Olishon, but it still has Iktsaski and Ishes. So maybe the Yovm requires restrictive jurisdiction. So Mele Da'af couldn't be made for either. That's the suffix in the Ram. In other words, that according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Yovm doesn't have positive jurisdiction. So maybe we could say he has no jurisdiction, he doesn't even have restrictive jurisdiction. Or not, according to Rabbi Akiva, especially if we say, as the Ram says, that according to Maskol of the Gemara, we can say that Rabbi Akiva also agrees that Yezike. Rabbi Akiva also agrees Yezike, because we pass in Yezike. And on the other hand, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, the Yom cannot be made for. That's the reason. That's the real reason as to why the Ram says that according to Maskon of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva himself holds that Yezike. But this Zike, this inchoate Kianishes is not sufficient to give him positive jurisdiction. So maybe it's not sufficient to give him positive jurisdiction, but it is sufficient to give him restrictive jurisdiction. Our home days, the boy of Gerash and Kishtikadami, it are coming down. The boy of Gerash and Kishtikadami, it are coming down. The mind of Kemine, the Shenodro, the Shoma Bailo, the Gerasho, the Adro Bien, היא אמרה כי שתיק אדם מוצא מעבר לו והיא אמרה כי הקום אדם לא מוצא מעבר לו. אז היא אומרת זה הבעל. If that Baal divorces his wife, is that to be considered like a non-committal, like שתיק? So מילא, if he the same day, so he remarries her, so then he can be made for together with her. Or the same Shaila would be as the Rosh points out, I mean, it's a double portion. Suppose he doesn't remarry her, But if we say it's gishtike damye, if we say it's gishtike damye, so mele the Av himself could be meiva. The Av himself can. Oy ka kome damye. In other words, the fact that he was migalisher, that in itself amounts to akom. So mele even if he remarries her the same day, but he was already making. In dem Zalein hat die Gerissen, kischt die Gedamje, heiche Motze Meiva. Ibische Chosov Nises, in Abal Meiva Bekeib. Wie der andere Beres Bilchut. But since in the first marriage she was in Nisua. So the moment there was Nisua in the first marriage, she was Yotam Yoshu's Bailo, so Mele Daav is Misulek. And the Horus has no authority, has no jurisdiction by himself. In other words, so we see from this Ran, I mean, there are many other Rans which imply the same thing, that he is chilek on the shite of the, that he is chilek on the shite of the Tejas Rit. That Tejas Rit is only Yochel, but the Ran is chilek. Now, this is one Ran which indicates that he is chilek. Because according to the Tejas Rit, so if there is no Av who has jurisdiction, then the Horus himself has sole jurisdiction. But the Ran, I mean, according to the Tesis Rit. But the Ran, she did this Ran and there are a few other Rans. He's really come there on the Tesis Rit. We the other bears in the hood, keep the horse in the Mayfair, which would shoot less. We hoch a leg off. The Chim Shinisha should be in the war and shoot for. After the Tesis Rit, I can stick it down in the Motze Mayfair. What do the Tesis Rit say? So, but he's saying me, so the horse has sold jurisdiction. And what I'm going to ask? The other being, so the Ran says, we hoch a knock out. Beyemei, di adre li mocho, pshitet li motze meiva. Kipim she oba yemei shel shmir. Ve avo gav di bseif yemei lesi gershus li ba. Ve oda amlinon, ve adre lav davke, do adin acher. Doesn't make any difference whether he remarries her, or somebody marries her, or as the Rosh points out, even if no one remarries her. So then, it's nisreik no rishus li av, if it's kishtik edami. If it's kakome edami, it's not shayach to say, nisreik no rishus li av. Do adin acher, mizu shkenokan. But, the Gemara says, the Adra Vieni. So actually the Gemara implies, it's not just the Ran Shite. I mean, this is implicit in the Lashon HaGemara, that when is there a shailest whether he can be made fair or cannot be made fair, only if it's Adra Vieni, implication being, if it's Adra Limocho, so then of course he cannot be made fair. Why? Because then it's not Yim Shome. It's not Yim Shome. Alright, and so this appears from the Gemara. However, the Rosh, now let's see the Rosh. It's on, the Rosh is on Daf, Ayin Beis, Omed Aleph. Vi Amret. Mishom Abayim, Vigir Shabad Rabiyim, Uvarusai, Din Abao Meva Bekeidi, Kiru Masik, Uvlai Adra Name, Uveloi Adra Name, Abu Gosel Meima, Vi Kishkik Edom, Nisrek Rosh Islav, Umeima. ואי בנוקד ואדר להשמינון דווקא דעת רבייהם אבל למו ברעייהם למוצא מיפה אפילו אהבה גרש לקשתיקה אבל גב לא הויסו תחתו בסיפאים ומי הוא בירושל מדיפירקין למשמח So the Rosh says that there is a מחלקה between Yerushalm and the Bible. From the Bible it appears that when is there Rishayle only Adra Biyeme, but Adra Limocho, then there is no question that he cannot be made fair. Because then the neder becomes mukem through the shtike b'yim shome. The shtike b'yim shome. Even though he was not in a position b'seif hayein to be made fair. So you could say, when does the Torah say that if the Baal, the Av, for the duration of the day, he is not made fair. So then the neder becomes mukem by itself through the hechrish b'yim shome. That is only if he was in a position to be made fair, but in this case, He divorced her on Sunday, and then he remarried her on Monday. So B'Sei Fayim, he was not in a position to be made fair. So where B'Sei Fayim, one could argue that where B'Sei Fayim, he could not be made fair, then Chishirim Shomei is not making the neder. One could argue that way. And this is the Shita of Yerushalmi. But our Gemara is here. So what did Yerushalmi say? Because there is one Tana who says Rabbi Yehuda, he says that it's not Yim Shamay, but it's misless 24 hours. In other words, according to the Rabbanim of Rabbi Yehuda, if let's say the Baal, the Av, here's the Neder, let's say 5 o'clock. And then Shkia is 6 o'clock. So he can only be made fair in 1 hour. That's all. The duration, the balance of the day. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he the Baal, here's the neder, 5 o'clock on Sunday, so he has 24 hours. So he can be made fair till 5 p.m. Monday. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. So, yeah, for us in the Ramah Bisrael, it's Riyachi Tech. Davke Mishtatik. Because of the Bure, I'll die to Rabbi Yisrael Yude, Nathan Leigh, of Dalai Choice, or Rabbonon, Leilo, who made fair, Veilich, Achiazal, the Bure, Lifnishki as a Hamo, Hosal the Bure, Lifnishki as a Hamo, Shoahas, Shuven Yochelo, fair, Alme, Shoishin Rolo, fair in Namingen. Suppose he became mute in the middle of the day. Let's say, he became mute in the middle of the day, and he was mute for 5 hours. And mute for 5 hours. Let's say he heard the neder at 9 o'clock in the morning. He heard the neder at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then he became mute, and immediately afterwards, he became mute till a little after 3. So for 6 hours, he became mute. And then he regained his speech. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yude, so the Baal, the Av, is given a 24-hour period. So Memele, since for 6 hours he was mute, so he cannot. So his deadline is not at 9 o'clock the next morning, but at 3 o'clock the next morning, because he's always given 24-hour period within which to exercise his prerogative of a form. So it all depends upon the Seif Hayeh. Because the halacha is, if somebody will take a neder, let's say 6 o'clock in the morning, or the night before, Mitzvah Shabbos, he'll take a neder. He has time till the sunset of Sunday. And if she takes the neder and he hears it, let's say 5 minutes before Shkia on Sunday, he also has still the balance of the day. So no matter when he heard it, whether he heard it at the beginning of the day or just a few minutes before the end of the day, so he's given the balance of the day. So Memele, if he regains his speech, so Yerushalmi says, if he regains his speech a few minutes before the end of the day, so he can only be made fair within the last few minutes. Suppose he regains his speech at night, so then he is able to be made fair until the sunset of the next day. So what we see from this Yerushalmi? So we see from this Yerushalmi that in a case, this is what the Rosh says, that in a case where he's unable to be made fair at the end of the day, so then he can do it the next day. So Memele, it should follow that even if he didn't remarry the same day, that if he remarried the next day, so until the sunset of the next day, he should be able to be made fair, assuming that Geirish is Kishtikadam. And here the Gemara says, Ad Rabbi Yemei. So it's a raya that our Gemara is chilek and the Yerushalmi. That our Gemara is chilek. This one is it. Oh. Urabonu leilu omeyu. Vehemei hachiyazu libure. Lifnei shkia zachamu. Chozal dibure lifnishki esachamo shoachas shuvin yochel ofir al meshoy shinro ofir eni miamin. So the Rosh says that our Gemara, so as a matter of fact, Lehilcha said there is no nafkimina between the Rosh, let's say, in the Miri, And I suppose that all the other Rishonim agree with the Miri, not with the Rosh, because they don't say what the Rosh says. But the Miri explicitly is Chelek and the Rosh. The Miri says that there is no machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Baal. But the Rosh is the least of machlekes. Now, all the other Rishonim, let's say the Miri, all the Rishonim who say that there is no machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Baal, Shalom the Bavle, how will they reconcile our Gemore with the Yerushalmi? The answer is very simple. There is a difference between the case of the Yerushalmi and our case. Because in the case of the Yerushalmi, in the case of the Yerushalmi, when a person becomes mute, he loses his speech. So he doesn't know before that in advance that he's going to lose his speech. So in the melee, we do not say that if he lost his speech, let's say, if he lost his speech an hour before Shkin, he heard the neder on Sunday, and then an hour before Shkin, or even half an hour, or even a few minutes before Shkin. So he lost his speech. And then he regained it the next morning. So then the Yerushalmi says he is able to be meifer till the sunset of the next day. Why? Because true that he had the whole daytime until 5 minutes before Shkia. He had a whole daytime to be made for the letter. But he had no idea, it didn't occur to his mind that he's going to lose his speech. So Mimele, it's very likely that he postponed the aforet till the last minute of the day. And then, the last minutes of the day, he was already mute. So what could he do? So Mimele, So the chrishe for the last minutes of the day does not indicate any akomen. Mashein kein here by gereshin. So when he was migarisher, so he knew that when he's migarisher, that he wouldn't be able to be made fair. So imachaname, in a case where a person in advance would know that he's going to lose his speech, then the Yerushalmi wouldn't say it. But normally, when a person loses his speech, he doesn't know in advance that he's going to lose his speech. So mele, it's not considered so the chrishe, b'yim shomei, resulting from his inability because of loss of speech. So it's not considered as a comment. All right, this is what other shit. But according to the Rosh, there is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. But the Rosh is made it that we pass it like the Bavli. So mele. Or actually, pass like the Bible. Some in Mele, in case of Hadra bin Machine bin Mochov, so then he certainly cannot be made. There is a Machlekes Vishenim, and the Shulchan Aruch mentions both days. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur on one hand, and the Ran on the other. Now, the Gemara says we learned it that if there was a kome, then the one who is making the neder can be nishal chochem, and he is eikal mafrei adakom. So then it can be made. So Hakome is only hal an explicit. I mean shayach is only shayach an explicit Hakome. Explicit Hakome, but on the Hakome of shtike beim shomei, so shayach is not shayach. That all the rishonim. There is no machlekes rishonim on that. So in other words, if someone, let's say, if a baal or an av on the day of shmir, so he was mikayim the neder. And then on the same day he was nishal lechochem. So then the Gemara says that he can be made fair. Suppose he wasn't mikayim the neder. He didn't realize a verb hakome, but there was the hakome of hechrish b'yim shomei. And then he's nishal lechochem. So shayla is not effective on the hakome of hechrish of chrishe b'yim shomei. The machlekes rishonim is suppose there was a verb hakome. And then he was nishal lechochem the next day, not the same day. Can he the next day, after yishal lechochem, can he be made there? So on that point there is a machlekes hashem. The Ran, we learned that at the beginning of Naran Rosa, Daf Samachtes, and the Ran says the same thing, Daf Ein Aleph in Ksuves, and Teisves, and Teisves in Ksuves, Daf Ein Aleph, says the same thing, that if true that there is Shaile and verbal Hakome, but in view of the fact that there is no Shaile and the Hakome of Hechnish Beim Shomei, so Mele, where he was Nishil Lechoche, and the Hakome, and the next day, so true Hakome is Chal, Ashaile is Chal, and the Hatoras Chochem is Chal, and the verb Hakome. But Dal, the verb Hakome, he also has the Hakome of Hechish Beim Shomei. So Mimele, the Ran says, Daf Samachtes, we learned it, say that when is it effective to be Nishal and Hakome? Only if he is Nishal on the same day. But if he's Nishal on the next day, so then it's not effective, because apart from the verbal Hakome, it's Hakome of Hechish Beim Shomei is Chal. And that kind of Hakome, everybody agrees that there is no so that seems to be a very sound tzvot. Still, the Rambam Shite and the Tur Shite is to the contrary. And the Rambam and the Tur, they too agree that if there is no verb Hakome, but just the Hakome of Hechish Beim Shomei, then it cannot be. That everybody agrees. But if there is, the Rambam says, if there is, Hakome, a verb Hakome, and then he was Nishal Lechochem, and the verb Hakome, no matter when he was Nishal, even if he was Nishal the next day. So, and the next day,